Yerushalmi Shviz, Parakhes, Halachachas. Misha says, Ein lechem avodin v'kakosu behemet tmeim in Mishviz. A person can't use Shviz money to buy a slave, a piece of land, or a treif animal, an animal that's not of a kosher min. And the point is that all these are not things that are edible, and therefore you can't use those Kedusha Shviz to buy these things. In Lachach, what happens if he did the wrong thing and he bought one of these items? Yachal Kenegdom, that he's then the Chacham made a knas of him, a punishment, that he has to eat Kenegdom, means he has to take something else and treat that. Let's say he bought the Eved for $100, so he just took money with Kedusha Shviz and spent it on something that he wasn't supposed to, have to take something else worth $100 and treat it with Kedusha Shviz. It's a punishment to him that he got rid of took the Kedusha off of his money in an improper fashion. Again, in the next, Amavin Kinei Zav, and Kinei Zav is the Kinei Yoldos, and Meshviz. A Zav, or Zava, or Yoledes, has to bring a pair of Kabanas. The Kinim, she has to bring a pair of Kabanas. Birds, one is a Chadis, one is an Oilot. So you're not allowed to bring those, buy those with the Meshviz. The Havi, but if he did do that, Yechel Kinei, or he or she did do that, then Yechel Kinei, then you have to take something else of that same value and eat it, treat it with Kedusha Shviz. There's different explanations here why we picked this case of Kinei Zav. Some people say it's just an example of Karbonis. If you use a carbon which is not eaten, because the oil of the Kinei is not edible. So if you use the money of Kedusha Shviz to buy something that's not edible, it's an example of using something that's not edible, and that's why. This is just one example. And others say that no, even for the Chatas part of it, even for the Chatas part of the Kinim, you're not allowed to use Kedusha Shviz, because although Kohanim do get to eat from it, but really it's being given over to Mizbeach, and Hashem is as if giving them a present back, but in effect, you're using the money to buy something that's not edible, because nobody eats from it. Okay, Ein Tzachim Kelim Mishem Mishem Shviz, you're not allowed to use oil of Shviz to rub into your Kelim, your different utensils, because that's considered to be Sicha for a person is permitted, but Sicha rubbing oil into a kli is not permitted with things that have Shviz. If he himself, if he did it, Yachal Kenegdoi, then he's punished and he has to take other oil or something else that has the same value and eat it with Kedusha Shviz. Arsha Sacha B'Shem Shviz. What happens if you rub oil of Shviz into leather with there, the oil that's been rubbed in is more accessible? It could be squeezed out. So Reblezer, I mean, you dully. Reblezer says you have to burn the thing up because you didn't, you could actually get it out. And you didn't, so you have to burn it up. Some of that means is once it came to the time of beer, you have to burn it out. Or even if it's not, it's still more available. No, you just have the regular punishment, which is you have to take something else that has that same value and eat in Kedusha Shviz. Amru l'fnei Rabbi Kiva. They said to Rabbi Kiva, Amru her Belezer. They told him that Belezer said, Arsha Sacha B'Shem Rosh Shviz. They told him this din that we had just said in our Mishnah. That's what they told Rabbi Kiva. They told Rabbi Belezer said that Amru Hen, and Rabbi Kiva responded to them, Shtuk, be quiet, and don't say no such a din from Belezer. Because when Amru Lechem, Rabbi Belezer, Amru Boy, because I can't even tell you what Rabbi Belezer said about Arsha Sacha B'Shem Rosh Shviz. I can't even tell you what he said about that. I was going to say two explanations as to what Rabbi Kiva really had in mind. But Rabbi Kiva says, don't say this thing, because there's something else that I'm like afraid to tell you. Another thing they told him, I'm her Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, another thing, ha'orcha pas kusi, ka'orcha pas chazir. A person who eats bread from a kusi is like he ate treif meat. And the kusim are people who are gerim, and there are different kinds of issues with these people. The mission is holding at a point that the Kusim were still considered to be Jews at that point, but the Chacham made an issue to eat their bread. You now eat the Passover bread of a Kusi. So you might think that that's just an issue to Rabban, and don't eat it to keep Yidden away from it. To keep the Yidden away from the Kusim, the Chacham said, don't eat bread that they make. But the Mishnah telling us, says it's Kerech HaBasa Hazir, which, according to Mar Folda, means that there's a concern that they won't be Mafish Shumas and Meisers, and you'll be over an Issa Deraisa. It won't just be a Rabbanon. There's a concern that they might be more serious, and it'll be a Deraisa like eating treif meat. And on the other hand, so Rabbi Kiva said that to those people who reported this from Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, Shtuku, be quiet about that, because I can't even tell you what Rabbi Lezer said about the Kusin. I was going to explain what he had in mind. Okay, and then the mission ends off and says like this: Merchatz shehuska b'tevin ubakashu shviz. A person had a bathhouse and he heated up the water for that bath with by burning straw. of shvias. And burning straw is something that's kedushas shvias because it's animal feed. So things that animals eat have kedushas shvias, but this person did not use the straw in a way, in an acceptable way, because he burnt the straw to heat up his water. And the rule, the way the Gemara says in the Bible, is you need to the destruction of the thing with kedushas shvias has to be in a manner which is, at the same time, you have an hanon ubiyur and shava, that when you destroy it, you have the hanon, and then when you burn straw in order to make a fire, the hanon does not happen right when you burn it. It's later on, the fire continues to burn and makes the water hot, and then you later have the benefit from having the hot water, so that you're not allowed to do. So what happened? It had already been done. Someone had heated up the water by burning the straw, which kedushas shvias. It's okay for a person to bathe in it, because once it was already done, he's allowed to bathe in it. It is chashavu, but if this person is a respected person, and people seeing him bathe in it will get the impression that it's okay to use straw, to kedushas shvias straw, in order to heat up a bed house, he's not allowed to do it because he's giving people a false impression that they're allowed to use this. They're allowed to do that. Amar Rishi says, Zoysimers, from the fact that Mishnah said you're not allowed to buy avodim and kakois with money, kedusha shvias, you see from there, you're not allowed to get married with dmei shvias. You give the lady an apple of kedusha shvias and say, Harat Mekudeshes, you're married to me by through this apple. Why do you Dolchein, which is like, if not for that, or in what came, you would say, Ma ben akoi isha, ma ben akoi isha. What's the difference between buying a wife when you get married? The structure of getting married is as if you're buying something, and buying a shivcha. And just like the Mishnah said, you can't use kedusha shvias to buy a shivcha, or an eved. Mishnah said, so too, you can't get married there either. Okay, now the one continues on. It said in the Mishnah, in tzachem kerem mishem mishach shvias, you now rub oil into kedusha shvias oil into a kli. To me, we learned in a bright sun, shemen shel shvias, oil of shvias, in chosmin boi tanur v'kirayin. You can't rub it into the walls of a tanur v'kirayin, two different kinds of oven. And the reason you would do it is it would help strengthen the walls. You're not allowed to do that, just like it says in our Mishnah. Yisachem ha'min olam l'sandalim. You can't use it to rub into shoes and sandals. You can't rub it into the leather to help soften it. I mean, all of these are uses that are not acceptable for something to do with kedusha shvias. Yosef chodim es ragol. Not only can't you put it into the shoe and rub it into the leather, but you can't even rub your foot. You can't rub it into your foot, which would be permitted to rub the oil into your foot. That's sicha, that's permitted. But not when your foot is in the shoe or the sandal, because then you're rubbing it, you're effectively rubbing it into the shoe or the sandal, into that leather, and that would be awesome. But you are allowed to rub it into your foot, and then stick your foot into the shoe or into the sandal. That's okay. The fact that someone will rub it onto the shoe or sandal is not a problem. And furthermore, the Bible says, "Soch shemen," you can rub oil into your body. In this case, it means your foot. Umas agal gabi katavia, and then you could spin around on the katavia, or some kind of a leather pad that you spin around. I'm not exactly sure why, but the inner question, you don't have to be worried. In other words, even though some of the oil is going to end up on this katavia, it's going to be absorbed into it. That's okay. Once you rub it into your body, now the fact that some of it will rub off onto that is not a problem. But lo'yenena agabi tavlos shayish with a side of oil. But you can't put the oil onto a piece of stone, and then spin around and like rub yourself in from that, even though all of it's going to end up on your body, because the shayish, the stone, is not porous, and it's all going to sit on the surface and get into your body, but some of it, according to the Tanna Kamma, is going to get wasted. It's not going to end up in your body, and on your body, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Matir Reb Shimon says, no, you are allowed to, because basically all the oil is going to come from the stone onto your from the marble onto your foot, because none of it's going to get absorbed. It's not like the katavia that it's a leather that absorbs. The stone doesn't absorb anything. It's still, so Rav Shimon says, therefore it's motive, because basically everything there, this is like an applicator. Everything that's on that stone is going to end up on your foot, and then it's okay. So now the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Kiva says, don't tell me these things from Rav Elazar, because or else I won't even tell you what Rav Elazar says about Or Shesachah B'Shemin. So the Gemara says, okay, well, we want to know. The Gemara says, Or Shesachah B'Shemin, Ma'on Bar Blazer. What is this mysterious statement that Rebbe Elazar had made that Rebbe Akiva was afraid to say? What did Rebbe Elazar say about Or Shesachah B'Shemin Shvi'ez? So we have two versions. Rebbe Yossi says, Atzmoy Sech Loisa Ishius Rufu. What Rebbe Akiva was afraid, didn't want to tell them was, Rebbe Meir didn't just say you should burn the piece of leather. Rebbe Meir says the bones of the person who did it should be burnt. And he did something very wrong. And he deserves a serious punishment. So more serious than what our Mishnah said. Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Racha says the opposite, that where Kiva was going to say something that was Lakula, it says, Amar Mutter, that it's permitted. And either that means it's two versions, or Mutter, who pointed him out for, means that it was Mutter. It really is, he agrees with the ones who say that you just have to give the yecha kenegdan, that's one version of mutter, or others say mutter means is that it's 100% permitted to put it into the leather and then use it for yourself. Okay? Rebbe Elazar might hold that it's completely mutter to do it. Okay? And the Marfogel learned that no, that mutter just meant is you just have to be yechid to make them. For Adam Lefana, and he said to them another thing about Ha'ocha Paskusi, Amar Biesi, Rabbi Yossi says, Zoyt Semeris, our mission that said that Ha'ocha Paskusi is as if he's eating Basa Chazir, he's eating, it's concerned for an Isid Raisa. For that same reason, Zoyt Semeris, for that same reason, Shasalik Yechbita Shalam Arts, a person now get married to the daughter of an Amar Arts, for the same reason that she's not going to be careful about Trumas and Maestras, and she might end up feeding him food that had not had Trumas and Maestras taken from it, just like the Paskusi. Now, so Lord Arm Lachem, Rabbi Kiva said, I don't want to even tell you what Rabbi Elazar says about the Pasukusin. So the Gemara says, what is that thing that he meant to tell us? So Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Rabacha tells us that what Rabbi Chizki B'Shem says, Rabbi Lezer was of the opinion that you could eat the chametz from a kusi right after Pesach. And what that means to say is that there's a machlokes in the Bavli as to whether when you can eat the chametz of a kusi after Pesach. The kusi were not careful about only chametz on Pesach, so the chametz should be also right after Pesach. And Rav Elazar was of the opinion, which is like one of the shittas that we have in the Bavli, Rav Elazar was of the opinion you could eat it right away because the kusim would keep their chametz over Pesach. They didn't care about that din, but they didn't care about the din just for financial reasons. They didn't want to give up the chametz. But came when Pesach was over, they would quickly switch their chametz for chametz of a guy, which is mutter, because they didn't want to keep money, they didn't want to keep doing the Isser. So you could count on that they wouldn't hold on to their chametz, you could eat it right away. So Rabbi Lezer was a makel about chametz of a kusi. He had a lenient opinion about that. Okay, Merchat Shoska, it said in the Mishnah that if you heated up a bath by burning a tavern of shvius, you're allowed to be there, you're allowed to use that bath. Hadad the tema be'ilin dumsia. The Gemara says that's talking about by a regular bath, which is called a dumsia bath. But bram be'ilin privta, but a privta bath, then it's usher to usher. You're not allowed to sit in that bath. And the Rafuga just says it's more of a concern. I guess more of a concern that people will see from what you did and learn that you should. If they'll see what you did, they'll learn from you and use tevin, burn tevin or shias the next time. Harkiyas learns that if you, that in the case of a privta bath, then the tevin is being used right while you're sitting in the bath, the tevin is being used, and that's more of a concern that you're having that you yourself are having improper, no, not just that it's a bidiyah, but it's more of a chathira. And the Rosh really learns a whole different shot. He learns that in the diumsia, they're not really a concern that they're going to heat it up with tevin of shvius. It's not such a common case, but in the privta where they actually very commonly use tevin of shvius, then you may say they are very by using the bath, which are very big differences as practical differences. According to Rosh Cirilio, using the bath that had been heated up previously is considered a mesayel de'er ve'er, and you're not allowed to do it. Okay, and then the Mishnah said, was in Mischashim Varzil Yuchat. If you're a respected person that people learn from, that then you're not allowed to use the bath. So the Gemara says that also. If you're a person who has a tzur, like a figurehead, then you can't bathe. Begin masri. He used to go from Lod where they had this problem. The people were heating up the bath with tavern or shrius. Lebeis Gavrin went to a different city. Begin masri to have his to in order to have a bath. Because there was a problem in his city that people were doing that, and Rav Shugan Levi was a chashur person that people were doing from. Rav Shimon Lakish, a different story about a bathhouse, not related to Shvi'ez. Rav Shimon Lakish having a big butcher. Rav Shimon Lakish was in this place called Butcher. Chamsim is out from Adah. Aproditi, he saw that they were spritzing wine for this Avodah Zarah called Aphrodite. It's an Avodah Zarah. And they were spritzing wine for this bath that was for an Avodah Zarah that was next to this bathhouse. I'm alone, less Isser, so is it not forbidden to use this bath? Now the people are using it as a part of their Avodah Zarah service. Is it not forbidden to use this bathhouse? Also, Shalom Rabbi Yochanan, say yes, Rabbi Yochanan, that was correct. I'm alone, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told him over from Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Davar Shalom Asur. A public item can't become usher, and that's because of a rule that a person can't make something that's not theirs usher. One person can't go to somebody else's thing and turn it into an avodah zarah or do something like that to make it usher. And therefore, these people are not capable of, even though they're treating it as an avodah zarah, they can't make this public facility possible because they have no rights to change the status of something that's for the public.